What would your porn name be?
Dankus Derp Lord.
Dankus Derp Lord.
No, I'd be Kuwait Grip. Just that's the trip.
The first thing you do when you land on a deserted island is burn your book.
If you couldn't rip a dude's guts with your bare hands, not a zombie, why would zombie make you be able to do it?
You're like a bird, basically.
Yeah, well. You have no idea how high I can fly, man.
I dare you to challenge a bird to anything.
Everyone has toilet water coming through their ceiling at one
point. It wasn't toilet water.
Don't give them clear shot.
Okay. We did it. We're back again.
What was that? Was that your phone?
I don't know. Was it? It might have been. I got to put my phone on.
My phone's on Do Not Disturb. So I don't think it was my phone.
All right, are we going to peel the onion back on that one?
In what way? Like, are we going to go all the way back?
Are we going to? Yeah, we could. Well, I just want to mention some stuff. Oh. But we just recorded 15 seconds and then 3 seconds. And then I realized we weren't recording the entire thing. Now, I don't know how long we just did that for.
It couldn't have been too long. It was like 15 minutes. 10 minutes maybe, yeah.
Anyway, I think we're actually for real up and running.
Now I actually feel like we're good.
Recording.
Now yeah. I feel ready.
We're warmed up now.
Now that I'm like annoyed.
Yeah.
Like now that we're annoyed, we're like, fuck, god damn it. Yep, we're back.
Yeah, I like being
so
annoyed.
Yeah, like Seth said, we had this whole thing. It was so cool. It was sentimental. We talked about sobriety and all the stuff we've done. 537 days. Seth got a house, the market, looking for shit. We didn't record. We went for like fucking 15. We went for almost an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Give or take. And didn't even fucking. Yeah. So let's just get right back into it.
Bullet points, right? Bam. Sobriety.
Yep, I'm sober. Sick, thanks.
Bam.
You got a house.
Yeah, studio. No more setting things up and tearing things down.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be way cooler and way easier to do this now.
Yeah,
like, we're fucking back.
Like, fucking,
and it's
we're
all,
like right
you
on
only,
roll.
You're only like a 15-minute walk instead of being on outside the
Bam.
City.
Bam. And then there's... I don't know. I feel like we hit the ground running this
We
time.
Can see my parents' house from your front porch sometimes. If
there's a giant building moved.
The building was gone. The school. Baldur's Gate 3 was good.
Baldur's Gate 3 is good, but it sucks, and there's not a reason for that.
Well... We'll go back to that. We'll get back to that.
Then we talked about AI, right?
It's no big deal. It's nothing, dude. It's Akinator.
Yeah, it is Akinator. There was a Tom Brady thing. Now there's a George Carlin thing.
Yep.
You know, I actually reached out. So Dudesy does the AI. The Dudesy podcast is the AI thing that puts them out. And so it's Will Sasso and Chad Colchin. And Chad actually for a while was doing like, he would do anybody's podcast. Just like you would be able to just pull him in through a video chat or something. Mm. So I emailed and I don't know if we're still on the list, but if we are, I'll talk to him.
That'd be cool. That'd be really sweet. Cool. We'll be like, hey, check it out.
Hey, do you write the Dudesy AI?
Do you
is
like
really an AI?
Baldur's Gate 3?
He probably does. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does a Bachelor podcast about the show The Bachelor and how it's like scripted like pro wrestling is.
Yeah. Never got into The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
You know what was a good show was Wipeout. Did you ever watch Wipeout where people had to do the obstacle course on the big rubber balls?
Yeah.
That was cool. It'd be like a school teacher. She'd like fracture a rib. Well,
I always felt like MXC was the better one.
Well, yeah, but that was also... Yeah, that was the prequel to Jiro Dreams of Sushi, really. I think.
Yeah, it was.
Build up to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baldur's Gate 3 is a great game, and I think it deserved all the awards, but there's really a lot of hiccups that I have with it. I think the inventory management is lacking.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of the party mechanics are could be better refined. I find it strange that Fallout New Vegas, a game that came out in like 2010, perfected companions where, you know, in Baldur's Gate, when you want to do something with a companion, you have to talk to them and then be like, all right, leave.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then if you want to sort their inventory, you have to go to the inventory and then select the character and manage it. It's
annoying. That is a little clunky.
So the way New Vegas does it is you go to your character, you hit A or X or E or whatever, and it pops up with this wheel. And it's like basic commands, you know, like fall back, wait here, you know, be aggressive, be
like
passive.
Rainbow Six.
Yeah. that way it's like, okay, if all you're trying to do is tell your companion to like change their weapon, you don't have to initiate a conversation and fucking. So, you know, if they can polish off the inventory management, party management, that'd be sick. Improvements to things. I've been playing Red Dead 2 a lot since Christmas. And you played Red Dead 2, right?
Yeah, I haven't gotten super far in that, but...
Have you gotten at least to the part where, like, you go to your camp and everybody's hanging out and all that?
Yeah.
I wish Baldur's Gate had that sort of interactivity. I find it strange that you're on this huge quest that takes the place over, you know, going across this whole region in weeks and months of in-game time and real time, in my case, and everybody just stands there. They just all stand at their tents and stuff. I find it a little strange.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of the story stuff only happens when you long rest, but in the very beginning of the game, you're told not to long rest. So
I didn't
like,
notice that it told you not to do that, though. Why would it tell you that?
Because if you sleep, you'll turn into a mind flayer, is what you're told in the beginning of the game, because you have that tadpole in your brain.
Mm.
It's a whole thing. Mm. You know, spoiler alert. Play the game. If you haven't played, here's the rule. Baldur's Gate 3 won like 9 awards or 7 awards.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately have about 600 hours in the game. So if you don't want anything spoiled, I'll be careful. I try to be vague. But that whole tadpole thing is like the main driving force of the game. So I don't want to spoil anything about it.
Right.
But yeah, so at least for me, I didn't long rest at all. So my first playthrough of, I think I have 26 or 27 now going. I just got my 14th character to Act 3.
14th?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I have one character. I'm still in Act 3.
I haven't beaten
it. Which seems like it's long. Act 3 is like a big city. Like, I haven't gotten to Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Like at,
You're in the Rivington.
Yeah.
You're in the, yeah.
It's so huge. I haven't even, like, discovered all that part, that city yet.
So that's my number three complaint, is Act 3 is insane with how much there is to do and how detailed it is. But also, it's a lot more... It's got the highest density of quests and side quests, and it's where you finish off a lot of your companion storylines and you get your best gear and the hardest dungeons and stuff. But it's also somehow the least engaging part of the game.
Mm.
You know, in the beginning, you're excited because you're building your character out, you're meeting all these people, and you're still learning how the world works. And you're like that the first few playthroughs because every character is different, you know? Act 2 is relatively the same because you're going through the Shadow Curse lands.
Yeah.
And then for me, as soon as you get to Rivington at the start of Act 3, it's just like, all right, it's just a checklist. You know, there isn't really...
It sped up and also slowed down at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That's why I like took a break after I started Act 3 and I was like, okay, it's kind of overwhelming. And also, there was a huge like climax... At the end of Act 2.
Yeah. So, huge. Two huge climaxes.
Yeah.
There was a gigantic fucking reveal, and then you killed one of the main bad guys that you had been spending the whole act hunting down.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, which is why it feels almost like the end of the game, and then yep. You're like, oh, there's like a lot more, and then it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. So I have three characters that are actually... at the start of the final stage of the game, like the point of no return. And I would say that with all three of those characters, the amount of time I spent on Act 1 and 2 is the same I spent on just Act 3 combined. Like,
yeah, that would make
sense. It's like 20 hours to get to Act 3 and then another 20 hours to finish Act 3. It's like getting to level 100 in RuneScape. You know, You get to level 99 in a month, and then it takes a year to get to level 100. So that's part number three. That might be it. maybe. I think the level cap should be at least a little higher. I think having 12 be the level cap is a little weird. Like, the D&D level cap is 20. Baldur's Gates is 12. The other CRPG that I'm most familiar with, Pillars of Eternity, the it's based off of Pathfinder.
They would
kind of
have to scale everything, though, differently.
They said that
slower.
The problem was how powerful a lot of spells get after level 12. And then also balancing feats and ability scores, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think the game's a 10 out of 10. Every game has room for improvement, you know, except for UFC Undisputed 3 and Doom 2. Those are the only two perfect games ever created.
Yeah. I really wish Undisputed 3 was back compatible. But luckily now, because of this room, I now have my 360 plugged in right there. And I'm sure UFC Undisputed 3 is right down there.
It was the first thing I saw when I sat down. Literally the first thing that I saw.
PS2, PlayStation, or yeah, PS2 and PS4.
Don't you have a Nintendo 64 somewhere? I thought you had one.
It's at my parents' house. And then in the other room, I have the Switch, the PC, and the Xbox, the Series X, mm-hmm. which the Series X is also plugged into a splitter for this TV, which is so fucking cool.
Yep.
So this fucking room is like a second living room.
Yeah.
I actually, like, effectively, I would like to get rid of this and have, like, our mics attached to these. Like, I can put another one. I have another one of these, mm-hmm. and I'll put it there. Have the mics attached to that, and then that way it's just kind of open in here.
That can just be a table.
It does feel cramped with this table here, really.
Yeah.
I just could eliminate the table, put it somewhere else. Now I have a pool table that I bought. That's what that big box is out there.
I was wondering where the pool table was. I thought it was put together already.
No. I've had it in the box for like almost a month. Just haven't put it up. But I want to put it out there. I got to move some shit around. There's like a bunch of storage shit there still. But I'm going to put it out in that room. It's not a full-size table. It's only like a 5.5 footer. So it's like a small, like a compact pool
table. It's half size.
Yeah.
I think regulation's
11. 7, I think.
Oh, I played on 7 11s.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
11. That's like a snooker table.
I guess. I don't know. We went to a pool hall when I was in rehab. It was cool.
I thought they were like 7 or 8. I don't know. But either way, it's like a smaller table. It's going to be cool, though, either way.
Is it like...
I really just want to
bigger than this?
Oh, yeah.
But you should just have a small pool table in here that we can play pool while we do the show.
Yeah, I should do that. That would be sweet. We'd like get up and like go to one of these...
Yeah.
The little tiny ones, the little fucking...
Like
the
spring-loaded
like
ones?
Long.
Remember those spring-loaded ones when you were a kid? The little plastic pool table with like the shield on it?
You know what I actually want?
Rock
is a fucking
robot.
Slot car track. Those are badass.
Are those the ones that are just on a track?
Yeah.
And you just hit a
and
button
the controller
and it goes,
is like an up and down, basically.
No, you got to get one of those old school Monday Night Football games. You ever play that?
Yeah.
Those were sick.
A foosball table is a good idea, but...
Yeah.
Because those, you don't need a lot of space for that. You just got to be able to stand next to it.
Get a Ouija board.
Could get a Ouija board, yeah. Didn't think about that at all for some reason. Anyway. Yeah.
So, other topics. We got...
other topics.
We got football. We could talk about some football. I could talk about good football for about 45 seconds.
Bill Belichick. He's gone from New England. I don't think they've said where he's going.
No, he might not. He might be coming to Dallas next year, according to Jerry Jones.
What do they want him to do?
I don't know.
Be a coordinator?
I don't know.
Because they didn't fire Mike McCarthy.
Nope. This is his last year this year, apparently.
I don't know. Dallas is just, it's like...
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing, is that Michigan won the national championship. So it was a good football year for me.
Yeah, okay.
Although Dallas getting smoked by the Packers at home.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
a great game. I mean, I'm kind of glad it happened because
and Dallas isn't in bad. Like the problem is they perennially lose in that situation.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the real problem. But they're not in bad shape as a team.
No. Like,
they're a really good fucking team. They're just, they got to get over that hump somehow. And I don't, personally, I have no idea what the answer is there.
You ever see Suicide Squad? The good one. No. What they do in that movie is they inject these little chips in the base of everybody's skull. And then if they fuck up the mission, their heads explode.
Oh, they could do that, yeah.
Yep.
That's an option. But as far as Green Bay goes, I'm literally just happy they even made to the playoffs. They actually won a playoff game, and this is Jordan Love's first year as the starting quarterback. That's crazy to me, the fact that the entire roster almost is totally different.
It's the youngest roster in the league by a couple
totally
of years.
That's totally fucking insane. I
think it's the youngest roster to ever win a playoff game.
That could be true. Yeah, their average. I mean, there's really only a couple of veterans. Aaron Jones, namely.
Yeah.
But Aaron Jones started fucking going off at the end of the year. He was injured for a lot of it, but the reality is, it's like you can't really ask for much more than that as a for like when you lose a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be around, and I'm happy about that. Everybody's like, there's no way they can do three quarterbacks back to back. Like, it just doesn't happen. But my thing is, like, they draft a quarterback, they sit him, they wait, and then they let him play. No one does that.
No, literally nobody does
that. So maybe that'll happen more because
they won't.
It's starting to look like that works.
It won't. No, because they would have done it with Aaron Rodgers. They would have done it. You know, Josh Allen is the other one people point to. That's the thing, is that for every Josh Allen and every Aaron Rodgers, you get, I can't think of any guys off the top of my head right now.
Everybody else?
I mean, you think of guys that have sat for a couple years, I don't know, because most guys get forced into their situation. And then
almost
you have some
always.
Guys like that
almost
are thrown
always
in.
They do.
They
get drafted.
Quarterbacking
and then they have to
play. It's all fucked. It's all luck. Look at guys like Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a pretty good quarterback, but somehow he's...
There's a number of factors. It's like your offensive line. There's a lot of things. But your jump from college to the NFL, being able to read the NFL defense is where it changes.
Yeah. I think really, and this is what I've been saying for a couple years now, when it comes to the quarterback position, especially since Brady retired, you have two types of quarterbacks in the league, right? You have Patrick Mahomes, and then you have literally everybody else. That's the thing, is that, like, no matter how good I see, you know, Dak play or Goff or Purdy or Jordan Love, Lamar Jackson, no matter how good those guys play, no matter what numbers they put up, I look at Patrick Mahomes and I'm like, that's actually what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, though, yeah, I haven't felt that way watching it. There's been like three dudes. Brady is his own thing. I think Brady has that. He has that aura around him because he pulled rabbits out of his hat all the time.
He was also like a pocket passer.
Yeah. But like when I look at Rodgers, Mahomes, and then Peyton Manning, those are the three guys where I'm like, fuck, they're a whole different level.
Yeah.
I think Brady's up there too, obviously. I think Brady is the greatest quarterback ever. But
I mean, Brady basically threw short passes instead of running the ball because that's how effective
right.
he was.
But it was more just guys that just have the command of, like, you tune into NBA games to watch LeBron and Michael Jordan. You tune into NHL games to watch Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby. You tune into NFL games to watch Mahomes, Manning, Rodgers, Brady. You're not tuning into NFL games to see what fucking Brock Purdy does. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
you're tuning true. Into NFL games to see what Brock Purdy does with Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk
yeah.
and Debo Samuel and, you know, which, in case anybody's wondering, I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl this year again, which is good for me.
If I had to pick, I would say that, but I would rather see San Francisco win.
I would
just because.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I want Patrick Mahomes to win because I want everybody to be upset.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody to scream that it's scripted and shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tay.
Well, it was always, when it was scripted, they were saying like it was going to be Ravens Niners. And then when the Ravens lost, they changed it to now they just want Taylor Swift in there instead. But I don't understand.
The NFL,
that whole thing, too, let me just say that I don't understand why it's such a huge fucking problem. Like, they don't, it's not like they're, if they were like missing televising plays to show Taylor Swift, that would be like a problem. But I don't give a fuck that they show her three times a game when Travis Kelce scores or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care. Like, people don't necessarily understand. I don't listen to Taylor Swift, but I know that she's like a giant figure in popular culture. They're not really
ignoring.
She's
kind of a cutie. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, and it's not like she did anything that was, there's not really a reason to hate her for it. It's like, I think what they're just, people are fucking, they don't listen to Taylor Swift, so they're mad. Well,
you know what it is. It's because she's a woman.
Oh, that's why. Well, I don't know.
They don't want women to start liking football.
Yeah, but what's wrong with people liking football? Like, why? What's wrong with bringing in more people?
They don't fucking know what they're fucking watching. They don't fucking understand.
I know, but like, who's to say they can't start understanding that? Like, if you watch football for a while, you start to get it. I know a bunch of people that casually watch football, and they understand what's going on for the most part. They don't know what a fucking play-action pass is, but they know what's happening.
Brett Favre didn't know what a nickel defense was.
Right. So, I don't know. I think it's a stupid thing to be all up in arms.
Going back to the NFL being rigged, if the NFL was rigged, then Dallas would be in the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, they would be in the Super Bowl every
because
year.
Everybody watches Dallas and they make the most money.
Yeah, the Packers and the Cowboys game was like the most viewed out of all of them. It got blew everything else out of the water.
Yep.
Yep. And those teams like have big fan bases, so you'd put these types of teams in the Super Bowl every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's what you do.
It's a stupid. That whole thing is like people just have like they look for something to do, I guess. It's almost like they just want something to do and they can complain about something. My team lost or my team's not in the playoffs anymore, so I'll just like, it's all fixed. It's rigged.
Think TikTok has anything to do with it? I don't have TikTok anymore, so
yeah,
I'm out of the loop with TikTok and Instagram.
I don't use
any of that. I have Facebook. I turned it on literally today just to post a picture of the studio.
Dude, it all definitely has. Like, you see people post like shit that goes viral. Like fucking shit that's not even real. Like, they're posting, like, a promo. I saw a guy post a promo for the Ravens 49ers game. It was either a year ago or it happened this year. It was, like, it showed the whole, like, intro cutscene, like, leading up to it. And he's like, I found this. The Super Bowl already aired. It's like, dude, what? The Super Bowl didn't already air, you fucking idiot. But somehow that catches on.
Yeah.
Some people are like believing that. How would they film the Super Bowl with all these people in the crowd?
With nobody knowing or saying anything.
Without anybody, like, no one went to it. And then what happens when they actually do the Super Bowl? Like, on the day it's supposed to be. If you buy tickets to it, then you go there, it's not, nothing happens. They just please stand by. We actually already shot this.
It's a double F.
Or they just play the game on the Titantron, on the Jumbotron.
It is in Dallas this year, isn't it?
It's in
Vegas?
Vegas, yeah.
Oh. Speaking of Vegas, UFC. Yeah. Sean Strickland lost the title.
Yeah, he did.
That means Sean O'Malley is next to fall, and then the era of the Seans is over. How do you feel about Strickland's reign? I thought it was pretty entertaining. I think he's really good. I think he is good. He's a very troubled man.
He's talented. He's
extremely questionable. He's extremely unhinged and traumatized.
Yeah, I would say questionable mentally is definitely a way to put it.
Yeah. But it was really awesome watching him just dismantle Adesanya. But that Dricus du Plessis is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
There are some fights coming up here soon. But
UFC 300 is coming up this year too, I think.
Yeah, it's within the next month or two. And I got to say,
it looks pretty right now?
I mean, it looks fine. We have Zhang Weili and Yan Xiaonang. I can't remember.
The thing is, like, I've seen cards that, like, on paper look terrible, and they're fucking awesome cards.
The thing about UFC 300 is that it's not going to be about what the fights are. It's going to be about just the event itself. And that's what people fail to understand.
The scale of it, yeah.
All of the big named, I mean, so all the people that are complaining about what UFC 300 is going to be weren't even UFC fans during UFC 200. They have no idea. It's not like a UFC 275 or 250. It's another 100. It's the 300th
event.
Yeah,
it's a milestone event.
Yeah.
Which UFC 100, when you go back and look at it, you look at that card and you're like, holy fuck.
Especially
top
in hindsight.
To bottom.
Especially in hindsight, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even beforehand, you're like, wow. And then when you see how everybody went further, yeah. 200
exactly.
is just like that. Yep. In 300, people just want something fucking really crazy. But I think, honestly, a lot of people are mad that Holly Holm is fighting. And I have one thing to say to that. Fuck you. Holly Holm can fight however often she wants. I don't give a hell, dude. Ask me if I give a hell. She could be fucking 58 years old, and if Holly Holm wants to fight, let her do it, dude.
Yeah.
She was the ultimate David taking down Goliath when she beat Rousey. Mm-hmm. If she wants to keep fighting, let her keep fighting. That's her business.
Yeah, she can do
dude.
What she wants.
And, like, what I think that's a perfect way to get some people interested, honestly. You have so many. It's a spectacle. You want to celebrate all the veterans.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. You know? And you got Jim Miller is going to be fighting. So now he's been on UFC 100, 200, and now 300,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's been around.
And he's still winning. Is he fighting Bobby Green?
I don't know.
I think he's fighting Bobby Green. But anyway, I think there was an event last night. I completely missed it. I think there was an event, though. Some
no,
girl destroyed
know.
Her ankle. I saw a picture of it. But
I forgot all about that.
I'm kind of not. It's been kind of hard to stay interested in UFC because all these huge fights that keep getting leaked and announced end up falling through anyway. Like McGregor was supposed to fight.
Yep.
For the past 2 years or whatever, John Jones and Stipe, that's never happened. And now Aspinall is fighting Alex Pereira.
Yeah,
which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's just kind of I hate that so much when
it's
the
all
fights
gimmick
fall
fights?
Through. I don't know. It's just so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work on building these fights up, and then a week before you have to throw some guy in there who like now has to train for this guy for a week. Usually that doesn't work out too well.
No. No. But
I've seen guys win on short notice, but still, like it's. I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same. It's you really just want these fights to get built up. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just the nature of it. It's professional athletics. Like,
yeah. I mean, just like with they just announced today that Joel Embiid tore his meniscus, I think yesterday. And so now I don't know if you really watched. I don't watch the
like
NBA.
Derrick
I keep
Rose,
up with it every now and then.
The old Derrick Rose situation.
Sort of, because you have two sides of this argument here. So the NBA put this rule in place this year stating that you don't win any postseason awards unless you play at least 65 games. So you can't be all NBA or defensive player of the year or MVP if you don't play at least 65 games. Mind you, they play 82 games a year. So the rumor is that Joel Embiid pushed himself because he wants to win MVP again. And that's why he kept playing even though he hurt his knee, which led to him tearing his meniscus. And unfortunately, my response to that is, I'm really sorry that you tore your meniscus.
Yeah.
I'm, like, what? I'm sorry, dude. You tore your... I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
It's not my fault.
I don't... It's just weird. I find it strange that a lot of the discourse around the NBA is never involving what's going on the court. It's always what's going on off the court.
That's why I can't watch it. Oh, Freddie Mercury!
Yeah, it's worse than the WWE in that aspect. Like, at least the WWE, the storyline is part of the fucking
exactly.
price of admission.
It's why I haven't watched since, like, the early 2000s, really.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, like, I do want to watch basketball. Like,
I usually watch the first round of the playoffs. And then I remember very fast why I don't like NBA basketball that much.
It's always hard for me to, like, watch really anything consistently that isn't football because you got the one game a week, whereas, like, there's just a lot of games. And even in hockey, like, I try to watch it, but, like, there are two games here and then a day off and then game here. It's like you got to really pay attention to the fucking schedule. I don't know. I'd like to tune into some of that shit when it's on, but
football and fighting, that's in NASCAR. But I don't watch NASCAR, right. But
yeah, but it's way easier to follow.
Yeah, football, you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. UFC and PFL and ONE FC, you got Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Even pro wrestling now is like for me to watch all of it, cuz Monday you got Raw. I think NXT's on Tuesday. Then you got Wednesday, AEW has a show. Thursday, SmackDown. I don't know if anything's on. Friday is SmackDown. Friday is SmackDown. And then I think maybe Saturday is another AEW show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot. It's really a lot. But WWE's in good shape right now. Like, they're actually, like, a lot of their shit is fucking awesome. And The Rock came back last night on SmackDown. He's gonna, the speculation and what I would say is obvious is that he's gonna have a match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And this is like, that's like, so the two routes you can take are The Rock beats you after this huge historic reign, or Roman Reigns wins and, you know, just like puts another notch on the belt, which I think is going to happen. I think he's going to beat The Rock. And then Cody Rhodes, I believe, will probably have a match with Seth Rollins. This is just what I'm getting from watching the last two pay-per-view or premium live events or whatever they call them now.
They cannot.
And maybe like a Raw here or two.
They cannot do that. They cannot.
I think they're gonna.
Why can somebody, can you, do you like Roman Reigns? I don't hate Roman Reigns.
Tough question.
I don't hate Roman Reigns. I don't follow WWE enough to have a strong opinion one way or the other, but what I can say is that whenever Roman Reigns is on TV, I immediately wish I was watching something else.
Yeah. Well, my biggest issue is that I don't see him do anything. Recently, he's seen he has been in some matches, but like he just isn't. You know, the problem that everybody has is that he has the major title and defends it very rarely. That's the real issue. Similar to Brock Lesnar, though, the Universal Championship is basically the I'm holding it title, and then you defend it like twice a year or whatever. That's how it's kind of become, which is why Seth Rollins has been so good for the World Heavyweight Championship, because he actually fucking defends it. And Rollins is like a guy that I think really should be the top guy right now, besides Cody Rhodes, I think, is probably the best talent that's there right now.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking.
I would agree.
Just because of the pure, like, just the reaction that he gets now is just, his pop is fucking crazy.
I saw him at the On Center last year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, he just is like absolutely on fire right now. And you have to just put a rocket underneath him and go.
You know who else got a fucking 10 out of 10 pop at that live event we saw last year? Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, dude. Dolph Ziggler is so fucking underrated.
He was like a surprise. He wasn't on the program or anything. He just showed up, and I think actually he showed up and helped out Cody Rhodes.
It's really a shame with him. I really wish they would have done more with him. And even Kevin Owens, I wish they would have done more with. And if going back even farther, Dean Ambrose, they should have done a lot more with.
What's he doing anymore?
He wrestles under Jon Moxley in AEW. I believe he's still with them. I don't watch AEW much anymore. But the whole thing is wild. Like, I love that Cody Rhodes is huge now, and I would pay money to see Rollins.
He won the Rumble, right? Rhodes?
Two years in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Because I just watched the Rumble. It was cool. I thought it was good. The Women's Royal, actually, both Rumbles were really good. The only problem I had with the Men's Royal Rumble was there weren't nearly as many surprises.
Just, yeah, it was kind of fucked up.
But all in all, it was good. But yeah, there was nobody shocking at all.
And then on the last entry, everybody's like, oh my God, this is going to be like Brock or something. It's going to be fucking crazy. And then it's just Sami Zayn.
Yeah. like they should have had CM Punk as the last entrance if you're going to. Like, was Sami Zayn injured or something? What was the big deal with Sami Zayn?
I think maybe it was like, well, he was out. Yeah,
he was out for a while.
But that's not that big of a comeback to me, you know?
See, my problem with WWE is that I don't keep up with it enough. So when I hear that guys like Sami Zayn are like these top guys now, I just remember them when they were like jobbers. I'm like, eh. Like,
yeah,
and I obviously they're all talented. I think they're all good, and they obviously worked their way to get to the top spot. You know, that's not what I'm saying, but it's just like, it's why it's so hard for me to care.
And Zayn is good, like, and Sami Zayn, I think, really had his big peak when he was feuding with Kevin Owens, and I think after that it was like they didn't really necessarily have a way to go with him. And what happens is someone else comes in and he passes you and they run with them. So there's not much you can do. It's all kind of up to creative.
You know what's fucking wild? We're going to make this real sad, but Bray Wyatt is gone. He's passed away. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy. I forget about that every now and then. He's like my new Kobe.
It's a shame because
Kobe Bryant.
He was kind of plagued with not being able to perform.
What happened? How did he pass?
I cannot remember.
Did exactly like pneumonia or like a heart condition or something?
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember if he was in the hospital and then came out of the hospital and then died or something. I can't remember. This was a while ago now. It might have been, it's probably over a year ago now. But I don't remember exactly what it was. But it wasn't something that like necessarily they saw coming. It was something he was dealing with for a while though. And the shame was that he could come back. He came back, and then he didn't do anything. It was like an appearance he made, and then he disappeared for a short period, and then he was just gone. So,
oh yeah, he had like CHF exacerbated by COVID. R.I.P. Yeah, so that's what makes it tough too. It makes with pro wrestling a really tough sport, or not. It makes it a tough act to follow because the life expectancies are so short, tragically short, between head injuries, body injuries, drug overdoses, stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to think they're on painkillers all the time and they're
fucking up their livers.
They have to be in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's just because you're doing this almost nearly every night.
Dude, do that Bray Wyatt crab walk more than once a week and tell me you're not sore.
Have a wrestling match.
Nope.
One time and tell me you're not sore.
And then do 222 more.
Yeah. For like, you'll be sore for the next fucking 4 days.
You're just compounding soreness.
Yeah, it's really bad. And the fact that they're on these pills and probably not feeling the more damage they're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Big time.
Some guys come out and they just fucking.
Can I tell you something? It is fucking freezing down here. Is there a heater? I thought we had a heater. You have a jacket on.
Well, I can get a heater theoretically, yeah, but I don't know. Do like one of these or something.
Might be this. The Celsius. You'd think it's making me warmer because Celsius is temperature.
It is temperature. What's our? I don't know how long we've been going now because it feels like we did one and then did another.
Yeah. I mean, this was really just a trial run, just to get back into it. I didn't really have much to say. I haven't really been doing anything. Baldur's Gate 3, D&D, just hung out with Brian and Ryan yesterday, and Nick, and we watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which was sick. Haven't done that in a while, so that was fun. Thank you, Brian. Happy belated birthday. Got pizza and wings, and I think. Have you seen the Lord of the Rings
from
films?
Did you have it from the official
Pie Guys?
Oh, really? Mm. The official pizza of the NFL or
Little whatever. Caesars?
Yeah,
their wings are so bad, but their pizza is phenomenal. I almost die on that hill.
Mm.
But Have you seen the Lord of the Rings films?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite one? My favorite one is the Fellowship of the Ring.
It's been a while since I've seen them.
I like the first one. They're all great. I think they're all perfect, personally. But
I watched them. I've only seen them once, and I watched all three of them straight through. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's hard for me to differentiate. I think it was because I think I had COVID, and I was just watching them. And I watched the Matrix trilogy and all that shit. Just whatever was like a long Blade Runner I watched.
The Shrek series.
Yep.
The Alien quadrilogy.
Yeah. I didn't watch Star Wars. That's a long one. If you watch all 9 of them.
He has to do 10. You have to do 10. You have to do Rogue One. Because Rogue One might be the best Star Wars film.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like Saving Private Ryan in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about fucking the official sponsor of whatever. But I had an idea that, like, you know how fucking companies just, like, buy shit to, like all the stadiums and shit are sponsored by a company. Like, it's all owned by a bigger company. Why don't they start doing that with, like, fucking tropical storms and shit? You know what I mean?
It's a little too on the nose.
Like, like what if they did, like...
This tropical storm literally brought to you by Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Or, like, tropical storm Pfizer or whatever. And, like, name it after the company.
Don't give them any ideas.
I feel like it's going to happen. Like, that's like an Idiocracy thing. Like, I feel like that would be, like, happening in Idiocracy.
There was a thing I remember reading a while ago, and it hasn't happened yet, but I'm waiting for it. But there was a guy, it might have been Elon Musk, I can't remember, was trying to figure out how to program satellites to be able to project billboards into the clouds.
Oh, that's fucking genius.
Can you fucking imagine that shit? Literally, like, this is the problem I have with this capitalist society we live in. It's not capitalism. It's the fact that it's so fucking boring.
Yeah.
You play Cyberpunk 2077 and you read about the year 2024. What the fuck? You know, if we're going to be in the situation we're in, I wish I could be, like, part robot, you know?
Yeah. I want Blade Runner. Universe, you know?
Yeah.
I want, like, the cyberpunk style. I want the flying cars. We're never going to get flying cars. Like, let's just be real about that. We're not going to get them.
Ever since the Led Zeppelin,
so give up on it. Stop, everybody who's messaging me. Stop talking about the flying cars.
He's tired of it. He's had enough of it. How long have we been going? Because I have a feeling that I'm about to go to the bathroom again, and it might be just a good time to end it there.
I mean,
because I'm going to be gone for another 20 minutes, probably.
I don't know, and it feels like it hasn't been a very long time.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's even been an hour yet.
No. I guess it doesn't have to be, but I mean, mostly wanted to just kind of get back into this, get something out. The key, too, is, like, get back in the algorithm there, kind of get people to see this again. Because, like, if you don't post shit for a while, people don't see you. That's the reality. I want to also, like, start posting clips and things like that just to get out a little bit more.
Yeah, and I've been working on, actually, a long-form project and some short-form solo projects involving Baldur's Gate 3 that I'm thinking of uploading, cross-posting them. To keep our numbers up for the algorithm.
Yeah.
Put them on the YouTube page for Clear Shots and then just put them on Clear Shots.
Yeah, we could do that.
Instead of having a separate channel.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
It doesn't matter what we upload as long as we're uploading shit.
Yeah, I don't really care. People can choose to watch it.
Tearjerkers is on the channel, and I'm going to be doing, it's going to be Tearjerkers adjacent, but it's going to be just solo tiers that I've been coming up with for Baldur's Gate that are kind of doing a lot of Baldur's Gate content.
Tier stuff.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
So we have a lot of content coming. We're going to be doing the podcast again. I have Baldur's Gate stuff, some non-Baldur's Gate stuff.
I think now that everything's also, like, set up this way,
locked in,
I also can live stream things a lot easier.
Yeah.
Which means, like, if we did want to do, like fight companion type stuff or like football game companion, like commentary, we can do that. Or just live stream, like if I can also set up like a way to capture card this maybe and like do video game stuff, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. And it's a perfect setup to play on together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So feels good to be back. Thank you for listening. Sorry, my stomach is being a bitch. We probably could have gone for another half an hour. But yeah, my stomach is really cool today. So
yeah. And we don't want to keep you for too long.
Yeah.
You know, we know that you got shit to do. I don't know. Yeah. Just glad to be back, I guess. Same. You know, it's mostly just like we wanted to iron this out.
Yep.
And also have something to put up. So
and come back.
Yeah.
And we'll probably do something for the Super Bowl next Sunday.
I can see that.
Be on the lookout.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you very soon.